Today's reading begins in Jonah chapter 3, verse 6. Jonah 3, verse 6. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let a man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of their disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, do you do well to be angry? Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he should see what would become of the city. Now the Lord God appointed a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of this plant. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the plant, so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah, so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you do well to be angry for the plant? And he said, yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die. And the Lord said, you pity the plant, for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? Now that's the end of the book of Jonah, but if you're like me, it's like reading through a book and you think, well, where's the last chapter? Where's the last section? What happens to Jonah? But that's not really the point. The book of Jonah, yes, contains the message of God's grace and his mercy toward those that would repent, specifically those in Nineveh, that 120,000 people that God didn't really want to have to destroy. What he wanted was for them to repent. But the book's also about this prophet Jonah. And you can see that Jonah's a bit dramatic. Jonah is, he's got an anger problem. He has gone and done the preaching that he was supposed to do. Even the king has heard the preaching. He has sat in sackcloth and ashes. In other words, he has humbled himself. He has sent out a decree for everybody else to do likewise, and for everybody to turn from their violent and evil ways. And so God relents. They did what he wanted them to do, which was to change, to repent, to turn away from evil. As I mentioned yesterday, Nineveh does get destroyed at a later time, but not at this time, not in this generation. But as chapter 4 starts off saying, it displeased Jonah, and he was angry. Now, I realize that we're talking about a different time period. We're talking about the time period of the Jews in which they were surrounded by Gentile nations. They had been told to go in and possess the promised land and to wipe out those that were in that area that they were going to possess, for they had been judged by God and were to be destroyed. And then they were told not to intermingle with the Gentiles, not to intermarry with them, even though many times they did anyway, but what they were told was not to do so. And so that's the attitude of the time period in which Jonah is looking at a Gentile city and thinking, well, they ought to be destroyed. They're judged by God. But he forgets that they are souls. They are people, just as he is. And that God does not want to destroy people. He wants them to repent. So Jonah is so angry about this. that he asks that question, "Is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? This is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish." He didn't want to come here and preach because he didn't want them to repent, and he didn't want them to be not destroyed. And he's so dramatic about this that he says, "Please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Do you see what I mean? Overly dramatic. He's acting childish, isn't he? At least that's the way that I see it. But he's so upset that they're not destroyed, that God relents from destroying them, that he says it'd be better for me to die. And God asks him the question, "Do you do well to be angry?" And, I mean, to reword that for myself, I think, you know, does it benefit you to be angry over this? Is it your choice? Is it your decision? It's God's decision, just like it was his decision to send him to go preach to them. So Jonah goes out of the city, and he makes a place to watch. Jonah's desire is he wants to see this city destroyed. And it seems that he wants to witness it being destroyed. So instead of just preaching, doing what he was told to do, and going home, he makes this place to sit and watch. So God wants to teach him a lesson. He makes a plant. The plant grows up overnight, which is pretty incredible. It's obviously miraculous. The plant shades him for a day. He enjoys that shade. He's happy about it. Then he sends a worm that overnight it withers the plant so that he no longer has the shade. And now here's Jonah letting his anger get the best of him yet again, and he's upset. God again asks him, "Do you do well to be angry for the plant?" This time Jonah answers, "Yes, I do well to be angry. Angry enough to die." Again, there's that childish attitude coming up again. And that's kind of what anger tends to do. Anger tends to take away reason. Anger tends to take away the thought processes that we should have as mature individuals and put us into a more immature state, just like we see here with Jonah. And the Lord says, "You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night." Now here's the lesson. He says, "Should I not then pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who don't know their right hand from their left, as well as much cattle?" Now I'm assuming that Jonah got the message, but that's where it ends. We don't have anything more. But I suppose it doesn't really matter if Jonah got the message. The question is, do we get the message? Do we get the message of having compassion? Do we get the message of not being selfish? And do we get the message about God extending his mercy, not just to a city like Nineveh, but to all of us? I'll leave you with that thought, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.